1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
You all draw stuff. Just say amen and look straight ahead. I need to preach to you this morning, because that's where you are, but you're in the process. Your attitude is bad. Help me, Holy Ghost. I ain't condemning you. I'm telling you like it is. I'm trying to bring you in the check. We need to sometimes see ourselves. See, there are times where I need to let God hear something somewhere, or even in the message I preach, let God show me where I'm at so I can check myself. Have a checkup from the neck up so I can realize, I need to change my attitude. I ain't been loving people like I'm supposed to. I ain't been treating people like I'm supposed to. I ain't been saying things I'm supposed to. Hello? And there are times God shows you where you are in the process. And we wanted God to do stuff yesterday. And God says, you haven't gone through. You're still acting like a little child. And even though you are an heir, you're still under tutors and governors because you're not acting like a mature adult. See, so you can't fake it. You can't fake it too long. Let's fake it till we make it. No, you're not going to make it if you keep faking it. Hello, 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 somebody. You don't know. Some of y'all don't understand. Some of you do. God is for real. God's dealings are for real. Amen. It's not make-believe. It's not superficial. It's not something you can just show. God deals with your heart. God deals with your mind. God will deal with your attitude. And he's not harsh and cruel. The fact of the matter, he will deal with you. And the more fleshly you are, the more pain you experience. The more difficult it seems. But when you learn to die to yourself. What did he say in James there? He said, but rejoice. I'll be transparent and honest with you. There have been times I had to make myself say hallelujah. I'm just being honest with you. Don't look at me like I ain't saved. I'm saved. God love me even if you don't. I'm secure in him. But there have been times where it's like, Lord, if anything else could go wrong, I don't know what it is. If there's any more bad news, Lord, can I bear it? And you know what? God will allow. It's not that God sends bad news. God will allow things to come your way to show you what you can take. Amen. He'll show you. You think you can only take so much. You think you can only go so far. But God says, I know you better than you know you. I know what I got in you. I know what I've invested in you. Let me show you how I can stretch you. Well, you thought you were ready to give up here. You wake up the next morning and find out you're still alive. You still got energy. God is still on the throne. Your mind shifts. See, after you go through so much, God gets to the core of something. Well, your dependence is no longer on you. And what you can do, now you're moving in another realm. Now you're moving in God Almighty like never before. But how many of it takes fire? You've heard me say this before. A woman went to a silversmith, said she saw him putting silver in the fire and watched him as he put the silver in, took the silver out, perfect. She said, how do you know when to take that silver out of there? Well, he said, first of all, when you put the silver in the fire, you got to put him right in the middle of it all, right where the heat is the hottest. And he said, it's simple. The moment I can see my reflection in the silver, I pull it out. Because it's ready. Well, God is saying the same thing to you today. Some of us say, well, I've been in the fire too long. God says, well, I ain't seen my reflection in there yet. I still hear murmuring and complaining. I still hear whining and bickering and all that stuff. I still hear that, so I don't see my reflection. But the moment I see my reflection, I pull it out. Because the cake is ready now. Hello? Come on, tell somebody, God's preparing you. He's preparing you for your greatness, for your blessedness, for the next level of your life. James chapter 1. Tell somebody, I've been depressed, but I'm still in pursuit. There have been good days, there have been bad days. There have been blessed days, there have been challenging days. Everything in this life is variable, but there's one thing that doesn't change: God's destiny for your life. James chapter 1, verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Now, you ever seen anybody do this? Out in the wind, they're checking which way the wind is blowing. I want you to give a litmus test. The word says here, finally, my brethren, count it all joy. When's the last time when you got into not one temptation, divers temptation? One thing going wrong over here. This thing ain't working over here. Got a call from over there. I ain't feeling good. Car broke down. Stove ain't working right. Do I need to make a longer list? When's the last time there were diverse temptations and you counted it all joy? You didn't lock yourself in the room in the dark with your gallon of ice cream. All of us have been there to some degree. Listen, this is going to help you. In all this heat, this is going to help you. Because God is preparing you for the next level of your greatness. 1 Peter 1 and 7. Get that for me. 1 Peter 1 and verse 7. Let me start at verse 6. Peter, talking to the church there, said, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be. You know, I love teaching along these lines because I know this is the meat that will help us. This will give us the dimension of rejoicing and joy. Can I get it back up there? He said, though now for a season, if need be. Tell somebody, if need be. He said, though now for a season, if it's needful, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, quiet and hot. He said, if need be, you are in heaviness. See, sometimes the Christianese comes too easy to us. You know, sometimes it's not genuine. How you doing? Oh, I'm blessed. Highly favored of the Lord. You don't mean it. Yeah, you just been on the front because you know that you really are in heaviness. If the truth were told, you'd have been hiding somewhere. Come on. Been there, done that, got t-shirts, got prizes, awards. I know those feelings. I know those dimensions. I know those areas that we deal with as God prepares us. You think God's going to just put you on a straight track of success? You're wrong. Because if he put you on a straight track of success, you would begin taking responsibility for your successes, and then God would have to mess up your success. So what God does, he will allow you, but he's still with you. He will allow you to touch those emotions, those feelings, those thoughts that are heavy, that are discouraging. He'll allow you to go through that in preparation. How are you going to tell anybody anything with some anointing and you hadn't been through anything? You hadn't suffered anything. You hadn't borne anything. You hadn't faced anything. You hadn't been knocked down ever before in your life. How are you going to tell somebody they can get up? How are you going to tell them what it feels like, what it looks like? Oh, child, I've been through that. I know God is able to bring you through that. Yeah, it hurts. It's shameful. You sometimes feel like you want to die. I'm here to tell you, God will bring you out of that. When there seems to be no way out, where it seems like nobody cares, where it seems like you are helpless and defenseless, God is still with you. And really, you get into your right mind, you'll understand all this is preparation. And it's not God putting stuff on me a lot of stuff that we suffer sometimes is a result of our own thinking, of our own doing. A percentage of it is God preparing you, but if you'll let him, you get on the fast track, he'll accelerate some things. What would take a year would take a week or a month. What would take a month would take a week. What would take a week will take a day. Oh, God can work like that. He can tell you, and he can tell you by this time tomorrow. While people are telling you, no, it's going to take years and years and years, God's going to say, no, by this time tomorrow, if you're prepared for it, by this time tomorrow, I'll execute it. I'll bring it into manifestation. Well, are you ready? Just this last week, the Lord spoke to me, and I have to be honest with you, I was heavy over a lot of concerns. You know, sometimes you like to play God. You know, you like to feel like you have to have all the answers. You don't have all the answers. God has all the answers. And I was kind of pouting a little bit, you know. Lord, I've been faithful. And then I say, Lord, bear with me now. But I've been faithful. And this is what I get. You know, and the conversation went on. But God spoke to me. And he said, if you have run with the footmen. He spoke this to me. If you have run with the footmen in a land of peace where folk love you, I think, among your brothers and sisters, and they have wearied you, what are you going to do? And I'm paraphrasing, what are you going to do when I call you out into the world to make impact upon the unsaved, the ones that don't care nothing about you, where the lions are and the serpents are and the beast of the field? What are you going to do when the horses come? If you've gotten wearied around folk you love, around folk you have something in common with, what are you going to do when I thrust you out into that arena where everybody's trying to take you down? Everybody's talking against you. Everybody's competing with you. Everybody's envying you and hating you. What are you going to do when the horses come? Here we allow this little piddly stuff. And we've all been there. I've been there many times. Piddly stuff until you shake yourself and say, wait a minute. This has no value here. There's a bigger picture.
We are continuing in part 40 of our Mega Grace series, The Preparation of Greatness. 1 Peter 4, verse 12 and 13 states, Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. While God is preparing you, there will be occasional circumstances and occasional fires. God does not give up on his plan for your life, and you should not give up on trusting him. God uses all things for his purpose. If something in your life is not God sent, it will be God used. God loves us too much to promote us before we are ready. Trust him today.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.